Good faces, familiar faces. Faces of Elul. So I want to talk to you about something. My name is Moshe Weinberg. If there are people that are new here, I come every now and then. I still schmooze a little bit. I'm available on Mondays and Tuesdays. I'm around in the afternoons. Talk to Chevra individually. Since I don't see you on a regular basis, it means a lot to me if you're able to be focused and to listen to a couple of words and to put away all the other inyanim that you're busy with. And then it's a shamishtav during the year, you should have opportunities to get together, to learn together, to have drank together, to be fair, to be happy together. I want to talk to you about the machshava feeling. I was thinking about this. Well, my grandchildren, Klein Aharon, are getting their school supplies. You know, it's an exciting time. You remember the school supply time? It was very, very exciting, but then at some point you realize that they're getting school supplies because you're going to school. You know, and then, like, it's not... So Gavaldig anymore. It's fun, like getting all the new stuff. And the kid, I felt bad because, especially the little ones, they don't know what they're in for. They're getting like this new knapsack. She's so excited, like some Hello Kitty knapsack. And I'm thinking, it's like a chicken before kaparis, you know? The chicken just has that look, like, how are you? And she's got a new Hello Kitty knapsack, and she's beginning her career and going off. And, teachers and stuff, grades and whatever. That whole institutional, that whole cold world they're leading on, it hurts a lot. They don't know enough what they're getting into. You get a little bit older, you know what you're getting into. So I want to talk about that. The nice is, this time of the year, so I was thinking about the kids going off. This time of the year, there's such kedusha in the air, not just because of her. It's because of what David Melech said, Samachti bo'aymim li beis Hashem neilech. Samachti bo'aymim li beis Hashem neilech. It's a time, this time of the year, is a time of beis Hashem neilech. Beis Hashem neilech. Thousands, tens of thousands of little kids, Kanai Nahar, and Yeshiva Boch, and girls, Bnei Torah, and Yungalite, thousands and thousands, can I know? It wasn't like that when I was a kid. It wasn't such a big olam that was learning. But now, Baruch Hashem, thousands of Bnei Torah here in Eretz Yisrael, London, and Paris, and it's wherever Jews are. The Malach is saying, Samachti Baruch Li Beis Hashem Neila. Let us go to the Beis Hashem. The schools are suddenly back to life. Yeshivas are back to life. And the shuls, however that not always so careful going to shul and not running to daven, but now it's Elul and Shoshana. So the shuls, and about the midrashim, learning. Beis Hashem Neilech, Chazal saying the Gemara, and Brachos and Avches, the Gemara says, in Yom, Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Ein Loi Lakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'or Lomai, Lada Arba Amos Shel Halach. It means that since the Chum is a Mikdash, the place of Kiddush, the Mokim HaMikdash is the Beis HaMikdash. It's the school, it's the yeshiva. Ein l'kadosh baruch hu b'olam ha'arba amos shel halacha. Ha'arba amos of halacha. So when David Melech was saying, when he was saying those words, Samachti v'ayimim li Beis Hashem Neilech, Beis Hashem Neilech was not only referring to Beis HaMikdash, which of course didn't exist by David Melech yet. Beis Hashem Neilech. So this time of the year, it's a gewaldige time of Beis Hashem Neilech, a beginning. A and going back to Beis Hashem. Now, because it's a time of Kabbalah Satayim, this time of the year, it's not Shavuos. I mean, Kippur, of course, is Lukas Shniyos. But it's a time of Kabbalah Satayim because of Beis Hashem there, that all the yeshivas, all the kollelim, all the schools, it's a time of Beis Hashem there. One has to know how to be makabel the Torah, what that means to be makabel the Torah. So, there's a klal that's found in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, and it goes all the way back to the Sefer Yetzirah, parts of which were taught by Avraham Avinu. The pasuk says by Kabbalas HaTorah, the Har Sinai Oshon Kula, and Har Sinai was smoking, right? Oshon, not just to do with smoke, but Vahar Sinai Oshon Kula. Smoke. The whole thing is surrounded with smoke. And the Svarim say, based on the Sefer Yetzirah, that there's an avoda in life that's called Oshon Kula. Ayin Shin Nun. Do any of you know what I'm talking about? Are you familiar with this? What's the avoda of Ayin Shin Nun? You know what it stands for, Ayin Shin Nun. Some of you I see nodding your heads, you're just modest. Ayin Shin Nun is Olam, what? Now you could already be less modest. Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. That's what they say if you can see. Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Olam means physical space, Shana means time, and Nefesh means soul. The simple level, what that means is that in this world, there are many different places. Many, many different places. There are places that are higher and holier than others. In Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah tells us that there are Esek Kedushas, there are 10 Madregas of Kedusha from the Kodesh Kedoshim and moving out. There are levels of Kedusha. And Rambam tells us, and so it is with the entire world. There are higher places in the world, lower places in the world, and so on. There are places in the world that have Ma'ain something of Kedushas, based on Mikdash, Kedushas Yushalayim, there's about the Knesses and about the Majoshas and so on, based on Shem Leila, Shuls and Yeshivas. And there are places that are very, very low places. There are places where nobody ever davened, where there was never a Jew someplace, you know, in a jungle in South America. There was never a Jew that davened in that place. There was never a Sadiq that passed through that place and so on. So in the world, in Olam, the higher places and lower places, but no two places are the same. Then there's what's called Shana. Shana means time. In time, there are days that are Yomim, that are Pshutim, that are simple. Regular days of Chol, like a Tuesday in Teves or something. Pshutim, simple days. And that you and I experience them as days that are uneventful and simple. Pshutim. Then there are days that are days that are chshuvim, Shabbos, Yom Tovim, elevated days, and so on. There's a day making a simcha, a mitzvah, a chasna, a bris, and so on. There are different times in life. There are higher times in life, and then there are times that are lower. There's a Tisha B'Av, a Chul. There are times that are lower, and in the nefesh and the soul. Just like there are no two places that are the same, no two times that are identical. But also, in the world of Nefesh, there are no two Jews who are exactly in the same place, who come to the world, the Chiluk and Madregas, or the Neshomas, Ani Asisi, that Hashem created, the Madregas, and the Klaiso, the Kahanim, and the Vim, and Yisraelim, and the Shoratim, and so on. And even in those worlds, there are subdivisions and subdivisions of subdivisions. And even Lahavdo, Badumasarda, by the nations of the world, there are those who are higher and those who are lower in the world of Nefesh. The highest Nefesh in the world is the Kohen Gadol. The highest time in the year is Yom Kippur. The highest place is the Kodesh Kedoshim. You understand? Olam Shana Nefesh. And then there are all different Madregas. All different Madregas. Within the life of each individual Jew, a person who's serious about learning, and I'm talking to every single one of you, and myself, Jews who are serious about Torah and about Yiddishkeit, Jews who care about Har Sinai. So the klal of the Har Sinai, Hashem Kuloi, means that Hashem Baruch wants each and every one of us to think about those three divisions of reality, of Arya and effort. Now each and every one of us has to work on being misakin, especially this time of the year. And I'm not talking specifically Dafke Elul, but the time of Elul is when Hashem Baruch wanted us to come back to Yeshiva. Tuvul Araisa, to return to Torah, Hashivein Rabin Lusosa, is this time of the year. To be Makabal the Torah. So Hashem wants us to think about these three Madragas, or these three Oilamas, or Oilam Shana and Nefesh, and the Tikkun that we have to make. So let me just speak about that Mamish for 5-10 minutes. There's an interesting Chassam Sofer that's found in his Joshes. But the Chassam Sofer in the Joshes asks a question that if I would ask you, you would say, like, come on. Are you serious? But everybody has maskim. The Chassam Sofer is a big Talmud Chacham. Maskim. Whether you're a Chosid, a Misnagid, a Lit, whatever, a Galiziana, a Litvak, a Svadi, everybody loves the Chassam Sofer. My grandparents and great-grandparents will all tell me the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in his drushes asks a question. It sounds like it's not such a chashuv question. But the Chassam Sofer was a chashuv person. So everything he said was chashuv. The question of the Chassam Sofer is, why is a yeshiva bacher, that's all of you, I mean some of you are married, but a yeshiva bacher, why is a yeshiva bacher called a yeshiva bacher? Some sort of instance. Because Bachur means somebody who is chosen. Somebody who is chosen. It means that others chose, somebody else chose Bachur. He was chosen by somebody else. When two of the Chassam Sofer said it should be called, I guess in a Yiddish adaptation of the way we talk in Yiddish, it should be called Yeshiva Boiche. Every one of you has chosen to be in Yeshiva. You're not babies. You're not here because your mommy told you to come here. Your daddy, you're here because you want to learn. So Chassam Sofer asks, why is it called Yeshiva Bachur? The emphasis should be Yeshiva Boicher. Or Bocher be Yeshiva. He chose. He made the choice to be in Yeshiva. Not that somebody else chose him to be in Yeshiva, made the choice for him to be in Yeshiva. Chassam Sofer's question. So right, if I would have asked this question, it would be a little funny, right? After a minute, Bocher, Bocher, I don't know how it became Bocher. Yeshiva Bocher. Every word the Jews say, especially words that millions of Jews have said for many, many years, there's a reason for it. It's not stuck. A clinic, right? It's not a small thing. There's guys that are sitting in Yeshiva called Yeshiva Bocher. The Chassam Sofer was thinking about this, and as the Chassam Sofer thought about it, it meant to support. So listen to what he said. Any of you have an idea? Why isn't it called Yeshiva Boicher? Why is it called Yeshiva Bochur? That somebody else made this choice. No? So Chassam Sofer is the father. Chassam Sofer says that a Bochur that finds himself, a young man, single and married, a young man who finds himself in Yeshiva has to ask himself the following questions. Number one, how many people are there in the world? Now, there are many more people in the world now than were the days of Chassam Sofer. I don't know how many people in the world, a couple of billion. How many people are there in the world? That's number one. Number two, how many Jews are there in the world? And number three, from the Jews who are in the world, who remain in the world, how many of these Jews are people who are still Shomer Torah Mitzvahs? And from the Jews who are Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, who are observant, how many of them are sitting learning Yeshiva? How many of the people from the entire world, as Chassam Sofer said, have the schus to sit in a Bavli Kodesh? In a place that's home, to learn Torah all day long. This the Chassam Sofer is in the same ma'at. It's a tiny, tiny percentage of the entire world. Just because we hang around with each other, and you know, maybe you were in Hatzisrael, and you were here, you were there, and whatever you see, and then you come here, so you feel like, you know, like my kids, you know, they grow up in the neighborhood, they think that everybody in the world is from. They just have a couple of neighbors, that's all we have. How many, so, it's a mesema atmanus, right? It's a tiny, tiny fraction of the world who have the schus that you have to be sitting and learning Torah in the Makom Kodesh all day. And Chassam Sofer says that a Jew has to ask himself, this bocher has to ask himself, how is he zeichet? How is he zeichet? Chassam Sofer says, for whatever reason, the Borei Olam himself, the creator of all worlds, the master of the universe, has pointed his finger to every single one of you, and he was boicher when he made this choice. You just didn't, well, Hashem, you didn't fight against it, you're going with it. But Hashem was boicher b'cha. Hashem pointed a finger at you and said, Evchareyu, boy Evcha, that I am choosing this young man to sit with me, because Hashem is shiny connect, to sit with me and to learn Torah miti, to learn Torah from my mouth. Therefore, the Chassam Sofer says the reason he's called Yeshiva Bocher, not Boicher, is because the pnimius, the truth is that Hashem has chosen each one of those Yeshiva Bocher. Hashem is the Boicher, and you and I are the Bochurim, the ones who were chosen. That's the Chassam Sofer. Now let's go with the Chassam Sofer. In Eilu, we understand. And each one of us must believe that if at the time that Hashem created your Nisham and my Nisham, that Hashem set your Nisham aside, makes no difference whether or not you're the top guy in the Shia or you're the bottom of the Shia. It makes no difference if you have to chaza something 100 times, but you get it right away. If Hashem Yisbarach made that choice, that when your neshama was created, the Baruch Shalom said, you, go to Yeshiva. Samachti b'am l'beis Hashem l'ev. It means that in the bechina of nefesh, and that level that's called nefesh, the soul, each and every one of you that's sitting here in this room right now is a yeshiva bacha. Again, marry this. A yeshiva bacha shenivchar. It means that you have a soul that Hashem is Baruch designated for the time that He created your soul, that Hashem is Baruch designated and appointed and gave the schus to sit in the Bakum Kodesh and to learn Torah v'pivah. And again, we're not talking here about whether you have you get higher grades, you get lower grades, you're an Eluyisha guy, or you're a simple guy. What Chassam Sofer is saying is, Kama, how much each and every person who was chosen by the Baruch Shalom should be miyakir his nafsha, should value his soul, should appreciate, and should be excited about this remarkable reality that the Melech Malchei Hamloch HaMakadosh Baruch Hu has a nefesh miyuchedes, that from the billions of people in the world, China and India, the koydim that you're a yid, that Hashem chose you, is that you're a yid. And that chutzpah, not only are you a yid, but you're a yid that for whatever reason, because your parents, your grandparents, and how it came to be, but you found it, that you're a Jew, that Shema Torah mitzvahs. And from all the Jews that they're keeping mitzvahs, that you're a yid, that you're sitting in the Sanhedrin, and you learn Yeshiva Bar. So mitzvah the nefesh, Hashem Yisbarach is saying, teaching every one of you, Samachti ba'omin li beis Hashem ne'elam. It's a gewaldige simcha. to understand what it means to come back to yeshiva. You're not little kids with knapsacks. You're grown. Yeshiva Bach, Samim Goliath. And Hashem Yisbach has chosen you from the entire... Well, I'm not saying this thing as a compliment. I don't go for that stuff. I'm saying this is the Mitzvah. Chassam Sofer said. So it's how the nefesh. It must be that each single one of you has an elevated soul. Again, it's not about grades. An elevated soul that he wanted you to be in the presence of Har Sinai, to be with your rebellion, to be in a Beis HaMedrash, to use this time of your life to learn Torah Sasha. So that's mitzad nefesh. Mitzad shona, time. Shlomo Melech says, Zachoris Barecha, Yimeidu Chorisach, that this time of your life is a special time. Because more so than what's going to be later on, and when Emes Hashem will be busy with your wives, and your children, and the Daigis of Panasa, and taking care of the mortgage, and taking care of the Yom Yom of existing, and so on. But Hashem Yisbach, the Zechores Berecha be made b'chur esach, and Hashem Yisbach says there's a special zman, there's a time in life, there's b'chur, that's chosen, that you're in right now. You're in that time zone right now. Where Hashem Yisbach says that this is a time that, to a large extent, I know you're worried about school and tests and so on, but, and I don't mean to sound like some old guy that's telling you, you know, but the emphasis is that compared to the bilbulim and the tibbles that you can have later on in life, when I look back on the test, it's like, I'm a shagalachta. You know what I mean, a galachta? I don't have to translate that. It means a joke. It means a joke. When you're worried about your kid being healthy, and there's something wrong, or you're worried about this one staying a Jew, so whether or not you have to, you know, getting your paper in on time to some professor, it's a galachta, it's a joke. I don't mean to say that to be condescending, it's just that's the mitzvah. What you think now is the biggest thing in the world with your tests and your papers, a galach. I don't want you to have it, should be galach right now. I mean, you have to take it seriously and you have to study. I don't get in trouble with the new president or anything. But the embassy is a galach. The time that you have right now in life is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Believe Dagens. I hope none of you are stuck with a girlfriend that's bothering you in. And hanging on to you, waiting for you to call every half hour. For many reasons, I hope you're not in that parish. Without daigas, you can come in the morning, in the morning, you can open up and go, I'm a chai. And you see the book. The soul that was chosen. And at time, as he called you, Yimei Bukhar Esecha. And Hashem says, remember those days. This is a time of your life that's filled with siyata d'shmaya, to learn, to understand. As the years go by, the mind can't grasp as clearly and as strongly as it does now. And then finally, so that's in terms of time, of shana. In terms of nef, in terms of oil, place, the place that you're in. Chazal say, Mo'ilam le'poska yeshiva may have the same. You're in a yeshiva. And you might have some tainas. If you would be running the yeshiva, it would be like this, or it would be like that. But the mitzvah is that you're in the makom of Hashuras Hashchina, in the Beis HaMedrash. You're in this room with your Rebbe, it's a place of Hashuras Hashchina. Ardem Lepaski Yeshiva Mahav the same. You heard of the Nesiva Shalom, the son of Rebbe? Nesiva Shalom. So he said that he was there, he remembers, in Baranovich. Solomon Yeshiva was in Dranovich, had a big yeshiva. That's where Bilchan of Asim was. And Bilchan of Asim was very close friends with the Beis HaGrom from Solomon. Bilchan of Asim used to go to the Tish very often Friday night. He never agreed to sit down. Rebbe used to always invite to sit down, and Bilchan used to always stand in the back. But he used to go to the Tish. And once the Beis HaGrom, the Solomon Rebbe came to this Medrash, which was not usual. He didn't often go into this Medrash. He went into the Beis HaMedrash of the yeshiva and he banged on the bima. Apparently something had happened with one of the bachur. Nobody knows what it was exactly, but something went, was not good with Rabbi Bachman. And the Beis Avrom gave a smack on the table, and everybody got scared. The Rebbe's here, everybody sat. And the Beis Avrom, the Solomon Rebbe, screamed out, "Do you think that I made this yeshiva just that you could become smart and that you could learn a black Gemara? Do you think that's why you made this yeshiva?" This yeshiva was made for Emuna and for Kiddush and for Talmud Torah, to make you the Jews who have more Emuna. The Jews of Kiddush are holier. In the place of the Beis HaMedrash, this is a place of Ashuras HaShchina. Hashem Baruch Hu wants you not only to think of this as a place where you could become smart, where you could get a couple of black gemara and some Rishonim under your belt, which is great. The same way that the Solomon we said that the tachlis of a yeshiva is not just to become smart, but it's the emunah and kedusha. Yeshiva is an andere mitzias. It's a different mitzias than the rest of the world. If you and I would appreciate it, we would see a paper on the floor, and then it's managed we'd bend down and pick it up and put it to the garbage. We'd be careful how we spoke in this advantage. Because it's an andere mitzias from the mokum. It's a different mitzias. There's the whole world, and then there's Hashem's books about the majoshes, about the knesses. We wouldn't fool around, we wouldn't talk, we wouldn't waste time. We would be miyaka the nefesh, to have the schuz, to sit at this time in life, in this place, that's a makom kedusha. That I have an neshama kedusha, and the time is a time that's makudish of my life, and I'm zoche to sit in the place of kedusha. In the same way that this makom is an ander mitzias, it's a different mitzias, there's also a yeshiva bach is an ander mitzias for na'ir. A yeshiva bach is a different mitzias of a'ir. And then you would take yourself seriously. How you talk, how you dress, how you conduct yourselves. Not just for Rosh Hashanah. The same way that it's a medrash, it's an andere mitzias and a malkin from a place. A yeshiva bach is an andere mitzias and a yid, it's a different mitzias of a yid. The Hashem Baruch Hu chose this time, this place. It's an inyan of Har Sinai. Oshan kula, oylam shana nef. Place, the time, the person. Let me end by just saying this one last time. In Sefer Melachim, Melachim Aleph, Perek Yutes, everybody here remembers the story that Elionavi had to run away from Achav and Yizevo. After the whole Ma'aseh had happened, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim, Har Karmel, the whole big event, right? And the fire came down from Shammai, the whole big thing. So you think that after such a spectacle that life would get good for Eliyahu, right? It wasn't. After that happened with Hashem Elokim, it was a big thing. Achav and Yizevo was seeking to kill him. Mamish the next day, they went after him to kill him, and he was in danger of his life. And he ran, and he said to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a whole mice, what happened over there? The Chorev, what happened? But he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayivoser ani levadi, I'm by myself. It's only me, I'm the only one that's left. Vayivoser ani levadi, vayivakshu esnafshi lekachto. And they're seeking my soul, they're seeking to kill me. And Hashem responded to them. What do you mean that you're by yourself? Hashem said to him, Vishartiv Yisrael shivas alofim, Kol ha-birkayim ha-shirikaru labam. You're not by yourself. There's 7,000 Jews still in the world who didn't bow down to Baal. You're not by yourself. There's 7,000 Jews who still didn't bow down to Baal. They still remember that I'm God. That Hashem will look him. That's something to talk about for a long time. Sometimes you feel by yourself. When it comes to fighting against certain tithes, you feel that you've also nil vadi that I'm by myself. You have to remember that you have the schus to be among the 7,000, so to speak, that haven't bowed down to Baal. still remembers that the tachas of life is to be a Jew, to keep mitzvahs, and to learn Torah. Not just to learn Torah, but to learn Torah with Kedusha. Emunah, Kedusha, like the Slum Rebbe said. Hashem as well should help each and every one of you and myself to be stronger. We should continue to stand up tall and not to bow down to Baal. There are many, many ways of bowing down to Baal. One has to daven a lot, a lot, a lot. Not to be one of those who's bowing at the Baal. Nowadays, you could bow down to Baal and you can still have the beard and pay, as you understand. To daven very hard, we should be for the Shiva Salaf. That Chelik of Am Yisrael remembers the times. That is strong. Remain steadfast. Not to bow down to Baal. But a person is part of that Chevra. Feels the connection to that chevra of the yeshiva and the reality of being a yeshiva boch, and the time is a time that is made for us. So then it's not just Elul, it's Elul, and it's not just Rosh Hashanah, it's the Kippur. The whole year a person feels at the Heibenkeit, the elevation of being who he is in the place that he's in and at this time of his life. If I don't see you before Yontif, Shul bin Achtav and Achtav the Sifrim Shul Sadiqim, you and your families for a good and healthy year. And we should be zoich that this is the last Elul that we spend in this place. Not, I don't mean that it's not a good place to be, that Hashem should take this with some address and all the other batim and joshes. We should be able to return to our home, to be back. And then we can say, Samach, Beis Hashem Neilach. To go mamish to Beis Hashem, Yidol Hashem Amitis, Amen, Amen, Amen. Amen.